an update on Mom's condition and why I haven't been doing a lot of episodes and podcasting. All that and more on the next episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. Cheers. Hey, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Stephen Davidson here. Welcome to another episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. I am, of course, your humble host, Stephen A. Davidson, and today is March the 3rd, 2024. It is approximately 10:43 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or Standard Time, whatever it is. And it's a brisk 52 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Not only in, basically, everything looks calm, cool, and collected. So, that being said, let's go ahead and get started. I've got my New England Coffee Mills, New England Coffee breakfast blend with some salted caramel mocha creamer in there. Cheers. And I went ahead and brewed me a pitcher of my Barista Warrior coffee brewer with some Chemex filters, paper filters, pre-folded. All right. The reason I haven't been podcasting a lot is I have been busy. I have been running around doing this, doing that. Like a chicken with its head lopped off. I'm serious. I've been out there busy. I normally do like 3 or 4 videos a week on my shaving channel, and I'm down to 2 now. And unfortunately, Mom's condition was worse off than they anticipated. But they caught it in time, thankfully, or at least I hope it did. And basically, she took the Cologuard test, and it came out positive. So they sent her to the hospital, and they done an MRI with contrast, and it showed up there. And about 2 weeks after that, on the 31st, January the 31st, they had her do a colonoscopy. Well, colonoscopy came out normal, other than what they already know it about, and that was cool, but the hospital sent her to Christiansburg, Virginia, to a doctor up there. I forget the doctor's name offhand. She wasn't there but that one time, and she took one look at Mom's scans and whatnot and tests, and run a couple of tests and said, "You've got cancer in your left kidney that's got to come out." So they sent her to UVA, University of Virginia Medical Facility in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is about 4.5 hours north of here. The last time we was up there was years ago. It was a Wednesday. The doctor I was seeing, Dr. Gregory Thompson at the University of Virginia at Fontaine Research Park, Medical Research Park Oncology, was he has a practice in Richmond, but he's only there at UVA on Wednesdays. He released me, and at that time, they were protesting the statues in University of Virginia. I don't think they're doing that now these days, but a guy went nuts, lost whatever mind he had left, took his car and drove it into a crowd about 2 hours after he left where we had been stopped. We just about home when we heard about this happening, where it was, when they showed where it was, we're like, oh, how we were just there, you know, and they were doing that kind of thing. But we have booked our hotel rooms, and we will be heading up to the University of Virginia Tuesday. I don't know what time we'll leave. We won't be able to check in until about 3 or 4 o'clock, give or take. So we'll probably leave around maybe 12 or so. Not sure. But, yes, we'll head up there and see what they have to say and go from there. But My biggest concern is that mom's already on a low-dose aspirin regimen therapy and she's on blood thinners. And with the kidney removal and whatnot, there's a lot of blood loss. So blood thinners plus blood loss, not a pretty sight. So we're going to go up there and see what they have to say. And I've been told to head back if they decide to keep her up there and whatnot. And she'll call me or they'll call me one with updates and what have you. So with that being said, that's what's been going on. And we've been getting ready and doing things like that. I hope nobody has to go through this. You know, cancer is one of the most painful experiences I've ever experienced in my lifetime, ever. Pain is off the page, and it's really devastating for your family to watch you go through that. And thankfully, the kind that I had to be removed surgically. They couldn't give me chemotherapy or whatnot, because the chemotherapy and radiation treatments would cause what I had to spread. I'm pretty sure that she's got the same thing in her kidney, basically. So it's got to come out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And giving somebody chemotherapy when it don't do nothing but destroy the body and not kill the cancer is a wasted effort. So we'll go from there and see what happens. But that's what's been going on. All right. Thank you for watching this brief podcast episode of the Coffee Sessions. We'll see you again soon, and hopefully you'll be in good spirits, and hopefully I'll have some good news. Take care and God bless. Later, ladies and gentlemen.